You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store. What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all. Jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it, so look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Guys, so much happens in episode 4, aptly titled Crash Into You, because crash. But I think the car crash.
I just got it.
Me too. Don't feel bad. Okay, Crash Into You is an episode where Haley convinces Lucas to go with the team to a party at Nathan's beach house, hoping that the guys will become friendlier.
Good luck.
Which obviously is not going to happen.
I think the car crash of my heart is our finally being able to see Deb Scott, Barbara Allen Woods.
She is such a babe.
Such a babe and such a good mom. Such a good mom. Like really trying to, you know, she sees the problem with her son. She doesn't quite know how to fix it, but she sees it and she's not just like going along with every craziness that Dan is showing us.
Well, and how like Dan Scott has been situated firmly in this show. So to find a woman to go toe to toe with him, but also still like kiss him in the kitchen, you know, she is able to do that with such ease, you know, and she came into a cast that was already working together.
Yeah. That's right.
And they did such a beautiful job of establishing. I forgot that there was intimacy between Dan and Deb, like the way they hug each other in the kitchen and he goes, oh, is that my wife? And there's this whole dynamic. And Barb played so many levels in this episode so flawlessly to have that romance with him, to challenge him, to be observing her changing teenage son. Oh, my God. When she calls him Surly.
Surly. Do you feel like our parents ever said that about us?
Surly.
He's surly teenagers.
It was a tall order for the character of Deb, though, to be able to walk that line, to toe that line of understanding why this woman would have married and stayed with this man. And yet having her be sympathetic and watching her walk into Karen's cafe and handle that situation and just extend that olive branch in the sort of awkward way that, you know, she did and that grownups would. That was tough.
Yeah, I feel like I could see when she walked in and she's like, a coffee. Oh, and a biscotti. And then she goes to leave and you're like, oh no, she's losing it. She's losing it. She's chickening out. And then they suddenly have this beautiful conversation. I mean, really what we are is the Barbara Allen Woods fan club.
Big time. These are facts. These are facts. She wears the pants in this episode, which, you know, watching it as an adult lady now, I'm like, yeah, girl, you just put those britches on.
As an adult, what hit me was their whole conversation when she talks about how Nathan is obviously suffering or struggling and Dan tries to blame her. And says it's because you're working and you're gone. And she says, I'm gone at max 10 days a month. And he's pressuring her. If you were home, if you spent more time with him. And she claims her identity, her career, that she deserves to have both, to be a mom, to have a job, to be working, to travel. Like she really defends herself as an individual woman who's also a mother. And I didn't catch that in 2003.
No, I didn't either. But she did. She did such a badass job of that.
Well, and the only two people that see Nathan's vulnerabilities ever are Deb and Haley. I mean, the scenes going from scene to scene where he's so sweet with you, Joy. Oh, my God. You and him in the car are just.
Yeah.
Darling.
And then to see him become such a jackass in the next scene. But it just showed what we were saying when we were watching back was that it's only James could do this because James intrinsically is just such a great person, such a good man, that he managed to play this character that was such a jerk and so confused because of what he's been taught by his parents, and yet still be vulnerable. And it was still kind of manipulative. He was using his vulnerability, even though he was being honest, to manipulate Haley, but it doesn't come off as sociopathic.
Yeah.
He just comes off as confused. Cause I think a lot of guys, I mean, think about the guys that are like on TV right now or whatever in those shows, like it would have been hard to cast someone.
Absolutely.
Like that.
And I think if you'd cast someone who in real life was a dick or was a manipulator,
right.
You just, there would have been no redemption for Nathan and James bringing himself to that part and his kindness and his groundedness. It's like you could see through the Nathan Scott armor and in a way it let him play someone who was cruel better than I've seen most villains be villains.
Yeah. Yeah. You really felt, I felt bad for him.
It's the Brooke thing from last episode, you know? It's like, here's all my bravado. I'm going to be real hard and I'm going to say things that are shocking. And then also, but inside, I just want somebody to hug me. These are kids that didn't get hugged enough.
You know?
And there's something about that, oh God, like talk about a cringe moment in this episode. you know, the game ends and then Nathan invites Lucas to this party, right? We think it's an olive branch and everybody's there. And you know, Haley and Lucas show up in the tow truck and, all you know, there's the pretend meet and we're like, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And then we start playing Never Have I Ever.
Did you guys actually play that in high school?
No, I don't think so. I had never really been to a house party, I think, once in my life. I had an interesting childhood. But
you were in Manhattan drinking champagne, Joy.
Yeah, you were like a working actor.
Not when I was 15 and 16. I was still like in high school, just normal neighborhood kid. And I hadn't been to, I remember shooting that scene and being like, oh, so this is what a house party feels
really?
Like.
Really? Yeah. What was your like typical weekend in high school? Like what'd that look like for each of you guys?
I just hung out with friends and I was usually involved in some kind of theater. Something was going on with the arts. Ride my bike. I mean, my parents were, it was very 80s parenting. Like, go here, here's a stick, here's your bike, here, like,
get
go
out.
Outside and play.
Here's a stick. So what were you like, kids doing French. Out in California?
Oh,
were you
man.
Guys going to like beach parties?
No. Oh my gosh. That's like so funny to me. I rarely ever went to the beach. Once my family was in Pasadena, it's just like traffic here is horrible. but similarly, Joy, you know, I was doing a lot of theater. And so I was always, you know, in a play, at a rehearsal. And my school was so small and being an all-girls school, you know, we didn't bring boys from the all-boys schools in the neighborhood in. So we played all the parts. Yeah, the girls played everything. Our theater director.
My God, Sophia, that informs so much about who you are.
It does. Tell me more.
Did you play boy? Did you play any of the boy parts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Girl. I like slicked back my hair like Charlotte in that Sex and the City episode when she gets her portrait taken like a man.
That's so awesome.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. And it was actually really interesting. We had this incredible theater director, this man named Tim Wright, who is unfortunately no longer with us, who honestly changed my life and taught me so much about storytelling. And, you know, he taught us about historical Shakespeare and how at the time it was thought to be scandalous to have a woman in the theater. So back then the men played women's parts.
Right.
And he was talking about this sort of, you know, honestly reclamation of the theatrical space with all of us as women playing all these parts and doing all the tech and learning how to light. And I was the prop master on so many plays and it was so fun. And then my senior year, we kind of had a more typical experience. All of a sudden, I think because people finally had driver's licenses and, you know, we all finally could be mobile. And we started like one of my friends and I started dating these two best friends. I'd been in love with my, you know, childhood sweetheart from camp since I was 9. And then my senior year in high school, I started dating this boy. He looked exactly like Paul Walker. Good God.
And
him and his best friend went to an all boys school on the West Side. And so then it was like, oh, we're going to see our boyfriends at a West Side party tonight. And we were so innocent and silly, but we felt like grownups. Like the way I think we were saying we felt when we got to Wilmington and we look back and we're like, oh my God, we were babies. But like, we thought we knew what we were doing. My senior year in high school, I was like, I am like officially a teenager. I didn't know anything, but I would go to we would have these house parties that the boys would throw and we felt so cool. And really we just stood around and like everyone was staring at each other trying to figure out who was going to talk first.
Yeah.
What do we do house party.
What do we like, do now? How does this work?
Virginia was all house parties, you guys. Like football games, basketball games. Like, I don't know. Did we do it for soccer in the spring? Probably not. Track team. Oh, the track team was hot.
Wait, track team had parties?
Girl,
I don't know anything about this.
Any excuse, right?
Wow. Any excuse in Virginia to have a house party. It was happening. And so, like, yeah, a lot of house parties. I remember, like, my boyfriend in high school was a bad kid. And I remember being in a basement and someone was smuggling alcohol through the basement window. And
oh, like those little narrow windows at the top?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Me being the clean teen at the party and like head of the clean teens, I'm like, who is doing this? And it's my boyfriend. And he, we like went into the treehouse in the backyard and had a very like Nathan Haley conversation where I was like, what are you doing? Are you just trying to be cool for these people? And he was like, babe, I'm only drinking orange juice. And now I know it was like totally spiked with vodka.
Totally.
But at the time I'm like, oh, well, I guess that's not so bad. But when we shot this stuff, I remember being all high on my horse, like, why are all the lights on? This is a dumb party. You know? Why are we walking that's around hilarious. In broad daylight? This is crazy.
You knew. You knew. Well, you know what? And I have to say, the star of the episode was Peyton. Peyton was the star of this episode for
Hell
me.
Hell yeah.
Because in that same way of you, of knowing, of just like having the ability to see beyond what's going on directly around you. But mm-hmm. I don't know a lot of kids that were that introspective in high school and capable of asking questions like, mm-mm. are we going to turn out like Deb and Karen? I mean, yeah. what high schooler has the wherewithal to ask themselves that question? And I love that about Peyton. I think that's one of the major things that the audience connected with mm-hmm. About her.
And the wherewithal as well in that breakup scene with Nathan to stand so firmly in yourself. And he's trying to, you know, do the like, oh, baby, I'm sorry business. And when you say, you basically call Nathan out for his behavior with Haley mm-hmm. and you say, whatever you're doing there is messed up. And if you aren't doing something there, it's messed up, essentially mm-hmm. because you're stringing her along. And for a girl in high school to look at her boyfriend and say, you're either flirting with that girl for real or you're flirting with her to manipulate her. And either way, you're a bad guy. That's not something, especially in that era that we were encouraged to do. It was like, who's flirting with my boyfriend? It wasn't, maybe well, he's a bad dude.
I wonder what made them strike that tone in this episode, because yeah. Deb is not threatened or weirded out by Karen. Mm. And Peyton's not threatened or weirded out by Haley. They were clearly trying to make a strong note about like, you know, we're not in competition with one another.
I love that.
It's such yeah. a beautiful thing. And then I'm like, well, what happened? How did it go sideways? When did we start calling each other whores as like terms
know,
of endearment
man.
On
yeah,
the show? It's
a,
you know,
it's a weird deal. You know, the whole like vibrator thing made us all like,
so gross.
Ooh, barf.
Were you like that in high school though, Hillary? With that introspective and the ability to stand up and tell people what's what. And I mean, was that in you?
I was super confrontational. I think that the things that were more important to me in high school were like the movie Boys Don't Cry came out mm-hmm. and Girl Interrupted came out and I read mm-hmm. The Bell Jar. And so it was like a firestorm of teenage girl mental health, also like gay straight alliance kind of stuff. Mm. All of that stuff was very important to me. And I knew that I was leaving for New York. So it didn't matter who I pissed off. And
nice.
And I feel like Peyton has her friendship with Brooke, but isn't really connected to anyone else. So might also carry a lot of that, like, we don't care who we piss off.
Yeah.
You know,
it's interesting because I realized that, and this is something I've been, you know, learning to expand for myself even as an adult. But when I think back, it's always been really easy for me on behalf of others to not care who I piss off, to defend yeah. people, to stand up for people, but not to do it for myself. And I think I really see some of that in Brooke. You know, we were all talking about this after the last episode, you know, I think Hillary, you said it. You said, I always got the sense that Brooke was actually a virgin. And I think so yeah. too. And I think yeah. that what resonated with me about her was a girl who only was taught to validate herself by other people's opinions and by charming other people and by being attractive to boys. And so mm-hmm. she would make herself the butt of the joke. Like yeah. she bit on the vibrator joke. And then That's a horrible thing to say. Bit on my lips. Oh my God. She took the bait. I'm so sorry. She took the bait on that
drink,
joke.
Drink,
like,
Sophia.
I have a coffee. I'll drink this. You know, she took the bait on that. And then I think like the sort of shame and the desire to be liked, then she leans into it and goes, okay, so, you know, my turn. Never have I ever. Oh, no, I did that. And to make everyone laugh.
Yeah.
And that moment of saying it and then looking around to see if people thought it was funny, like seeing myself make that choice for her then mm-hmm. really broke my heart. Just
again,
then.
Such good casting, because it would have been easy to do that. You know, it just would have been easy to play it the other way.
Seductively.
Mm-hmm. And you weren't seductively seductive. And one dimensional and just, you know, but you really had that. You knew what you were doing.
Thanks.
Yeah. Listen. That's what I want viewers to do in this rewatch, is to question every choice. Like, was Brooke Davis really fast and easy? Mm. You know, like what is the reality of these things? Because what we're saying is one thing, but how we're behaving, that's what we were able to control. Yeah. We couldn't control the dialogue, but we could control how we said
how.
It.
Mm-hmm. How.
Yeah.
You're right. That's where we could find our power. Like, we couldn't get away from some of the things that were written for us to do, but there were moments where we could be more ourselves, moments where we could subvert the obvious. And it, I will say, it means so much to all of us, with all you listening at home. Those have always been the moments that the fans have loved the most. And I love that we were able to, even in the midst of trying to figure out what the hell we were doing, like find these moments.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that, that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like,
yeah,
we're all just juggling so much, you know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like, that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbooks. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
Talk about Joy's hat.
Yes, please.
I was going to say that. Can we talk about Haley's hat?
Okay. Will you tell people what the backstory of the hat is? Come on.
Okay. Look, I have to preface this by saying that there is a possibility that I've created this scenario in my mind because I hated the hat so much. But
I don't think
what I remember, my recollection of this is that I was given this hat. I did not like this hat. I hated this hat. I was given this hat and told you have to wear this hat. And I was told later that the person who chose the hat for me
chose it because it looked like a penis hat, like the top of a penis.
It had and they thought it was literally on it.
Yeah. And they thought it was funny to make Haley look like she was like had her head had like a penis on her head.
I hated
the hat so much.
I hated that hat. Did they tell you this right away?
Joy? No, it was way later. It was way later because it would always pop up and we'd see images of it because it's like, I don't know why this hat keeps showing up. I see photos of it for years. I've seen like it's the because it's so terrible. I think probably it's like
And also there's that beautiful scene with the two of you in the car. You know, we've talked about it from Nathan's side, but what you the vulnerability that Haley leans into and the softness that you gave her and the humor and the cracking jokes, but also the bashfulness. It was so innocent and beautiful.
Bashful is the perfect word.
Right? She's bashful. And it happens in that friggin' hat for a lot of it.
It all happens you know? In that hat.
A lot of it happens in the hat. And then, you know, you finally take it off on the car ride. But I think that's part of it because it's that's where the seed of Nathan and Haley was planted, was in that friggin' hat.
Yeah.
Just the top of it.
Because the second you take the hat off, it's like she's all that, you know, like you're a beautiful girl. Mm-hmm. Your chin in that car scene, Joy, just your little like chin dimple
little
and
cleft.
Your little pout and your like your eyes and you can tell that you're listening to him, like you're really mm-hmm. listening. It is so like Ariel from Little Mermaid.
And the red hair.
They needed the hat to like dress you down, mm-hmm. you know, so it's not so on the nose and like, mm-hmm. well, duh, these two are going to end up together. All they could do is put a stupid hat on.
It's like when they put Rachel Lee Cook in glasses.
Yeah, right. I agree. I think, I mean, it could have just been that. And then maybe the penis story came up later. I mean, who knows?
But that
I don't
also
know
could have been them like editing history where after they watch it in dailies, they're like, she looks like a dick. You know? Yeah.
It could have been. It could have been. But yeah,
when
I
does
did
the
love
poncho
that.
Pop up? I remember them giving you shit about the poncho.
Yeah,
that was the other thing. The poncho. I think I chose the poncho. I think that was my choice. My bad choice. I made some very questionable wardrobe choices throughout the years, but I guess it always kind of worked for Haley.
Ma'am, I was wearing a buckle across my chest in this episode. So tell me about it.
You got to keep those things locked up, honey.
My God. Oh my why? God. Yeah. Well, like I buckled myself into my shirt for what?
Yeah.
Well, 90s oof. Fashion left it like kept crawling, creeping into the 2000s.
Yeah. The tail end was really brutal.
Mm-hmm. I like that you and Sarah Edwards, who played Teresa, were kind of wearing the same thing. It was, you know, that like tells a story that all the cheerleaders have a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put Peyton in a turtleneck. So, you know, how can we be the antithesis of this?
Yeah.
It you also know, kind of put Brooke in the queen bee category that she was and that like there was it just subconsciously put a little like, oh these girls want to be like her, you know.
That's so interesting. Yeah.
We had your cronies. Mm. Best crony of the episode goes to Tim. Oh, so.
Brett Claywell.
That
he really had that Joey Tribbiani thing going on.
Yes. Yeah. He is so good. And like, we all thought he was so funny then, but as an adult to watch him, I'm like, man, his comic timing is just so on point. At the door, the entire physical nature of his comedy that ends with him weirdly just knocking on the house because he doesn't know what else to do is so brilliant. He takes my breath away.
But do you remember they always gave him the hardest job because we all had real lines. Like we had lines on a piece of paper that we were supposed to recite. And they would wait till the end of the day and get all of our coverage. And then they would get Brett's coverage and they'd give him two takes and they'd be like, all right, Brett, just improvise and
do something funny. Go.
And it's everyone's standing there watching you. Like the sun is rising. You know, there's like a clock ticking and Brett would just have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so good at it. He just knew, he knew who Tim was.
Yeah, he really got to hone some skills on that. And by the way, skills, like the opening scene when we're at the basketball game and he's running, he does this like fake out dribble between his legs so seamlessly. I was like, oh my God, wait, Brett was like a really good basketball player. I forgot.
Yeah. I think they all were like legit basketball players, except for Chad, who was a football boy, right?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Did we talk about that in the last episode, the shot that he had to make in the court? I know we talked about it on our Zoom, but I don't know. I mean, yeah, that was tough for him because he was definitely a football guy and, you know, good at it from what I know, from what I heard. But yeah. It's just such a different, it's a completely different sport. It's a totally different skill set.
It'd be like if I had to do gymnastics. I'm good at other stuff, guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, everything we did involved a ton of extras, mm-hmm. like these big party scenes, the big basketball scenes. And we were all really young actors. So we were having to make decisions in front of a live audience mm-hmm. on set. And then like hope that when it aired 2 weeks later, because our turnaround was so fast, that people liked it. Getting feedback that people didn't like Peyton was so bad.
You got feedback that people didn't like Peyton?
Well, because remember, we were supposed to be a mid-season replacement. So we were supposed to bank all of our episodes mm-hmm. before we ever aired. And then there was a Rachel Lee Cook show that Warner Brothers decided, like, you know what? This isn't ready. We're not going to do this right now. Let's just put One Tree Hill on, in September. And we'd only been filming since July. Mm-hmm. So we'd only banked like 3 episodes when our show started airing.
That's right.
And very quickly the feedback came in like, what's this bitch so mopey about? You know? And I think maybe that was a blessing because it certainly made me aware of how I was being perceived, which put me right back in high school. Like, you're totally aware of what everyone around you is saying, the rumor mill. It was humbling.
It's hard too, because we were young, and of course, I mean, gosh, as an adult, you want to be liked. As a kid, you want to be liked so badly and you want to do a good job, and especially on our first jobs. And I remember that. I remember how uncomfortable it made me feel because Brooke was put in a position where she, granted, performatively and to try to feel any kind of validation because she didn't have it from her family and, you know, all the aspects of her backstory, she was very sexualized. And then I felt like I was being very sexualized. Mm-hmm. And it made me so uncomfortable. This sort of like, this like, oh, you're a bad girl. And I was like, I play this girl on TV and I don't know who I am yet.
I remember that too, Sophia, because didn't a lot of the press that we started doing after the show, it was like you were always expected to be wearing the super short skirt, the big, you know, the cleavage thing. Remember that photo shoot that we did that was like in a garbage dump or something? They like had...
What was that?
Oh my God. Yes, no, that
like,
weird
we
racetrack.
Trash.
Yeah.
I still have something up in my craw about it. Like, I'm so mad.
Yeah. It was like we'd worked so hard to get here. So hard to get here. We get our first big photo shoot and they put us in a dump. God, Joy, I'm so glad you brought that
up. Like a salvage yard. Kind of a place.
But there was some that was like on a racetrack and the racetrack was really cute and that was fun stuff. And then they were like, come over here in short skirts and stand in front of a pile of trash. And I was like, no.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Hillary, do you remember we were side by side in one of those shots that day and they handed you a hose and you just like pointed it at the ground? They wanted you to be hosing me down.
What?
And you wouldn't do it. And I just like froze and you were like, no. And I remember just looking around like, is this what's expected of me? And we didn't obviously like we didn't let them keep the water on. But like that idea, essentially they were like trying to shoot a wet t-shirt contest. And I was like, I don't want to do this at all. At all. Especially in a pile of trash.
The trash.
What a gross day of work.
Oh my God.
I had totally forgotten about that. And I'm so glad you brought it up because it is such a metaphor for how we were treated the whole time. Like, guys, we're going to give you a photo spread. It's going to be a cover. It's made of trash. Womp, womp.
Joy,
what was your first experience of like getting feedback? Because I feel like we started to get it right around this episode.
I don't know. I mean, I know that what I remember was that there were message boards. That was still like there was still dial up, I think, at that time. I don't remember. But it was definitely like MySpace and message boards. And it was not fancy or slick or pretty or anything. So you'd just go find your show on a message board and then just like search your name or look for whatever people were, whatever the topics were. I don't remember. I could make something up, but I just don't remember.
No, that's good. That means it wasn't traumatic.
No, it wasn't. I was concerned with what people thought. I think it probably did inform things that I maybe fought for or didn't fight for, but, I wish I had a memory of it. I don't, but you do. You remember seeing things that people didn't like. Did it affect you when you went to work the next week or the next day? Or were you like trying to make different choices? How did it affect you?
I was certainly concerned about storyline, you know, because the show I signed up for was one thing. It evolved into this other thing that's like making vibrator jokes with teenage girls and like staying out drinking all night, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Even though the lights are all on. definitely gave me like a lot of anxiety, especially because our bosses were aware of it. Like they brought it up to me. They're like, man, everybody hates you. We're not sure how to like circle back and get them to like you, but they really like the other girls a lot better. And so there was a part of me also that was like, well, maybe I lean into this. Like, you know, the first lesson they teach you in acting school is the bad guy doesn't know they're the bad guy. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there certainly was a part of season one where I'm like, oh, I'm the bad guy. Like, I guess I didn't realize it when I auditioned for the show, but I'm the bad guy. And that made it a lot easier to do questionable things, you know, to just like lean into the surly.
That's so interesting that you felt like the bad guy.
That's like the beginning of it all, too. The beginning of the separation, the segregation of the three of us of like, you know, the idea that you're somehow unliked and the rest, you know, that somehow you're the odd man out.
And there was always something, there was always a little earworm they'd give us, right? Like, oh, well, you know, this was good, but you know what they really liked was when she did that. And you know who's really good is
that buckle on Sophia's shirt. The sponsors loved it.
It's like, you know, they wanted us to feel like if you know, anyone else was succeeding, we were failing, was how we were made to feel, rather than you guys are all doing a really good job. And like, here's what your strengths are. And we're really proud of you. That certainly was not.
Isn't it crazy how in direct, like, opposite from the storyline of the show it is? Like, you've got Deb and Karen, and you've got Peyton and Haley, like, all kumbaya. Like, this is awesome. But then the behind the scenes, what was that show that E! True Hollywood Story, where they, like, ruin everything? Dun, dun, dun. The behind the scenes was so different. So it's crazy that the same brains were coordinating both.
But you know what's interesting to me is when I think about the fact that there was such huge conflict between Lucas and Nathan. And in so many high school shows, the conflict is between the girls. But the conflict with the kids was between the boys. So in a way, in the beginning, they wrote us very atypically. They kind of switched the traditional gender roles. And later, as the boys repaired their relationship, they created rifts with the girls. And later, they also started taking things from our real lives and putting them in the shows in very manipulative ways. Because, you know, there were people.
I was just going to say, though, that's like a great point that they wrote us as like 90s boys.
Yeah.
What 90s boy would be your character?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, I've been watching Friends.
Like, I'm thinking, like, who was the B. Arthur of 90s boys? I'm like, for myself.
Yeah.
Like, you mean you as a person or like as the character? Who would have been like, Haley?
Who was like the 90s boy of...
I think you're totally right, Sophia. They wrote you as like the Paul Walker. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, I was going to say, like, I was the Pacey. You think I'm the Paul Walker? That's so flattering.
From Varsity Blues, just like having sex on the washing machine. And I'm fun. I'm the star.
Yeah, like the party boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wow, she kind of was the captain of the football team.
Yes, 100%. The alpha.
Okay, so who's the boy who loved...
Haley?
Yeah.
Who's Haley?
I don't know. I didn't watch like 90210, but I feel like there's somebody in there.
I mean, there's strong Josh Jackson vibes, I think. Like super frank. I could live on a boat.
Yeah.
You know?
Like boy next door, but no BS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Childhood love.
I like
I
that.
I still think
go for that. Go for some
that
pacing.
Haley and Lucas energy is just so latent. And prime. It's
who's
prime.
Yours? Who's your 90s boy?
I don't know. What I'm afraid of is that I'm like.
Were you Luke Perry? Were you Dylan?
I think
you were Dylan. Yeah.
I think you were Dylan.
Guys, yes! I watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie with my son. And I was like, oh my God. I didn't want to be Buffy. I wanted to be Luke Perry. Like, that was my angst. Yeah.
That feels really appropriate because as a young teen myself, I didn't know if I wanted to be Luke Perry or date Luke Perry. And I feel like Brooke doesn't know if she wants to be Peyton or date her. So
because over the years, so many people have come up to us and talked about sexuality and being teenage girls. And while we were so worried about being painted as these like little sex puppets for men, you know, what I didn't realize is how much energy people were picking up on, you know, for a whole rainbow of preferences. Yep. And seeing it in myself in this episode, you know, I kind of gasped when Peyton comes or is like hanging out with Haley outside of the bathroom because I was like, is Peyton flirting with Haley? It was like I'm watching a totally different person.
Yeah.
But I was also enamored with you, Joy. And so maybe... Yeah, probably. Just like, yo, girl, you trying to get out of here?
It's high school. Yeah. It's hormones. We're all trying to figure out, like, who are we? And what do I do with all these hormones? And
how
you
do
know?
I feel about this? And I think the reality is that what you see on screen, I mean, my God, we were watching the episode and we were like, oh, the vibes are strong. The vibes are strong in the bathroom hallway. And I think the truth of the matter and you know, the reality even... When we think about all of our lives behind the scenes, as you said, it's messy because you are a young person trying to figure out what attraction means. You know, now as an adult, I'm like, oh my God, I'm attracted to the brains and intellects and spirits of all of my friends. And of, you know, I have writing crushes on people. But when you're a teenager, you're just like, well, a crush is a crush is a crush. You don't know the difference between what makes you drawn to a person. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is about that era of figuring it out. And I think that's why, even though our show was very binary at the time and because of who it was written by, I think so many people, as you mentioned, with a, you know, spectrum of preferences felt represented by us anyway. Because in a way,
they could
read
into it what they wanted to see.
Yes, we were still representing that curiosity and that finding of ourselves, regardless of where our characters found themselves.
Which, to your point, Sophia, that we at that age, you know, we are all trying to figure out where we fit and where we belong, and so much of how we figure that out is by what we watch and what we see around us. You know, the shows that we consume as young people make a huge impact in that, which again goes back to parenting, which is why parenting is so important. That, you know, it's not, you're not just getting all your information from TV, because God, I mean, my idea of romance and attraction and what I thought relationships should
what
be like
was
blah,
it
blah,
was
blah,
it
blah,
Pride
like,
and Prejudice, Joy, what was what was your like dream romance as a teenager?
Oh my gosh. Well, The Princess Bride, of course.
Well, as you wish.
Could my expectations get any higher, please?
You and me both.
Oh my.
And, you know, any of those great rom-coms, My Best Friend's Wedding, which is super bittersweet and like not the kind of way that you want to model your, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like you need that's why parents are so important, and why I'm so grateful that we had, you know, Keith doing some great parenting in this show, in this episode for sure. I mean, let's talk about that. Karen also, you know, giving great advice, and Deb was trying, but Nathan didn't seem to really listen. But I loved that Keith was like, I'm not letting you kids just run riot and get away with anything. I'm going to make some phone calls and you guys have to own up to your responsibilities.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that.
Yeah, it was so nice to see the adults in the room force them to deal with the mess they'd made the night before.
And Keith, by the way, like, had we seen him interact with Nathan at any point yet?
No.
Like, the first thing we see is him, like...
It's like trying not to kill each other, girls.
Yeah, he probably had, like, Christmas with this kid when he was little. They've had to sit with each other at Thanksgiving. And so for him to call and rat him out and be like, if your dad won't parent you, I will parent you.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a big step.
Yeah. And to not only demand that these kids learn something and behave, even if not in the moment, in the aftermath, with a modicum of respect. And then you see Deb, you know, when she gets into it with Dan, and Dan says, well, he's a good kid, you know, and she tells him what he did. And she says, a good kid based on what, his scoring average? And it's like, do you even know what's going on with your kid? Or are you just concerned with his performance?
You're so right, Sophia. Think about a lot of the other shows, or a lot of shows I see now with teenagers. And sorry if I sound like an old lady, but like, they're so disrespectful.
Yeah.
They're so disrespectful. And you're right. There was at least... a lot of the kids on our show, they when they were speaking to an adult, they would, that respect was still represented.
And if they were disrespectful, they got called on it.
Right.
Which I think is so important. And when we took it a step farther and said, you know, what's motivating them? What's hurting them? You know, Deb throwing that in Dan's face, she was like, you're paying attention to what he's doing, not how he is.
Yeah.
And, that hits different for me now.
It makes me want to see more of Deb.
More of Deb.
More Deb?
More Deb, you say? How can we get more of Barbara Allen Woods?
Yeah. I think what's cool is that if this script came across our desks, like right now, I like the women that Deb and Karen are. Like, this would be something where I'd be like, that sounds neat. Okay, so it was not lost on us.
No.
We have crashed the comet how many times?
How many times, though?
Over the course of this show.
We actually need to know. Somebody has to find out.
Yeah, because we don't know. Because I forgot that Nathan crashed it. I know I crashed it once. Did Luke crash it at some point?
I feel like maybe. I feel like that poor car really got harmed often.
Well, there were two of them.
Yeah.
They kept... two on the lot. We had Steve Thompson's, and that was our alpha car.
Yeah.
He worked in our camera department.
That was the one we never hurt.
Yeah, that was the one that drove.
He was like, you cannot hurt this
car. He's like, don't you scratch
my
car.
There was this other car that just, it was like the punching bag that we, you know, had to keep kind of looking like the Comet. But then I heard that the Comet got sold, and I would see people... post about like, I bought the Comet, and I'm like, which one?
You're like, is it the one we crashed into a telephone pole? Because if so, I am sorry
guys. I will admit that sometimes I go on classic car websites and shop
to look for one
for that Comet.
You do.
I should have bought it.
I mean, think Steve, you deserve it.
Steve offered to sell it to me when I first left the show, but it was too new.
Too
you know
close.
What I mean? Like, I couldn't have it sit in my driveway.
No.
It was like, yeah. And now I'm like, that's my car. Give me my car back.
Damn.
I want it. One of these days.
Okay. So really what this is a call out. If anyone is listening and happens to be an excellent internet sleuth, and I know y'all are out there because you find things like pictures of Joy in a penis hat. You turn them up all the time. You guys, somebody out there, I'm sorry, in a green hat, please don't Don't Photoshop the thing I just said. It's not appropriate.
Don't do that, guys.
Don't
now
do
I'm
that.
Waiting for it.
Keep it classy. The internet's a rough place. Keep it classy, internet friends. Please. But in your classy searches of iconic One Tree Hill history, if someone finds a comet on the internet, please email us the link at our Drama Queen's email address. We would like to see it. And perhaps
am I going to be
place an anonymous bid?
Can I drop my son off at school in Peyton's Comet?
Well,
just like, hey guys.
A,
playing the theme
song. B, I also sort of love the idea, you know, since this is our 2.0 adventure, like, why can't you paint it white? Or paint it red?
Like, or like you could, Mary Kay Pink. Let's get real drama queen like with a pink it now. Cat
you can do whatever you want. You can have your version of her car.
All right. DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com. Someone's going to find me a comet.
Yeah. And we want to know how many times the comet was crashed.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us.
Two pieces of information we could use from you, our friends out there.
Yeah. Word. Who wants to do superlatives, friends?
I do.
Are we doing most likely to?
Most likely to.
Bring it
we
on.
We really need to get the sound of a drum roll for these moments because I
one of those
I
wheels like
it.
the
What do we got?
Woo!
Oh,
most
now.
Likely to get married in Vegas.
Interesting. Okay, so we should have a real life option and then a character option.
Okay.
What do we think?
I think the person who's most likely to get married in Vegas is definitely Tim.
Oh, sweet Tim. Aww, he would just take whatever he could get.
Sweet
what
baby.
Sweet... Yeah, Tim definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Any cheerleader.
Just like, we're going to Vegas. I see it.
Yeah, I don't know that I disagree with that. I don't know that I can come up with a better one.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's great.
Okay, but who in real life? Like, who's the most impulsive member of our gang? I'm trying to think if anyone did get married in Vegas. Did
anyone?
I would.
You would, Joy.
You would?
Yeah. Oh, you would like elope with a pair of cowboy boots on under your dress and just like do it.
Yeah, I would do it.
Wait, are we going to solicit for that on the internet too?
Everybody, who should Joy date? Yes.
Yes. Yeah, fine.
I love this.
Not the first wedding. You don't want your first wedding in Vegas, but if you're going to have a second one, go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Have a courthouse or go to Vegas.
Aren't we going to Vegas soon, Joy?
Oh, that's right. Okay, so I have to find someone to marry someone who I want to marry within the next like
by the
give us your type
like so yeah
design your type right now.
Oh gee willikers guys.
You're like
we're gonna blow on the dice
y'all. I just want like a nice tall Christian cowboy.
Oh,
I want somebody
God.
Who's like Cole Hauser on Yellowstone, but just plus some Jesus, you know, like that Johnny Cash kind of Jesus. I want somebody who's a little bit grouchy and rough, but also is a big teddy bear inside and
Alan Jackson jeans.
Smart. He's got to be real smart. Like I got to have a really good conversations. That it kills me if that's not. And I got to laugh. Got to make me laugh.
All right. Yeah. Giddy up, cowboy.
There you go.
We're coming to Vegas. You've got
Get
your
ready.
Shot.
I'll take an Irish lumberjack, too. Anybody? Oh. You know, I don't want to, like, weed out the rest of the world.
Yeah, okay. So I can see that vibe.
What you're saying is you like rural. It doesn't matter.
Rugged
like
and
what
rural,
country.
Baby.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I used to say, when I was on the market, I used to say, this is hard, but I need someone who can go rugged to red carpet. Like, you got to run the ranch, and you have to be able to drop into a tux with me because we have things to go to. And
that's so funny.
I kind of find it endearing
when I date someone and they, like, don't quite know how to dress for a carpet. It's kind of sweet. I don't know.
Yeah.
Aww. It's cool. No, your sneakers look good, baby.
All it takes is two birthdays and a Christmas, and you can make over anyone.
Boom.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
Two birthdays and a Christmas.
You're good at that. You're good at that. You're like, I'll fix you. Don't worry. No,
I'm like, just
worries.
Wear this.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
So one of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainably, right? I mean, it's not just spending money and buying stuff. You can actually do a lot of good with the money that you spend. So I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's, and I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elmis, and more. Plus, to bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
You guys, I am spread so thin and I am in my car 90% of the day shuttling children. So when I am parked in the pickup line and I can get my grocery shopping done, it is the greatest treat in the world. And that is why I am obsessed with Thrive Market.
Absolutely. Because the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch while you're killing time in the parking lot, yeah, wherever you are? That's where Thrive Market comes in for me. It's the no junk food, healthy grocery store that we love, that your kids mm-hmm. love. It's great.
That's it, baby. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver.
And I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. See, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And then you can use their on-site filters to suit whatever your lifestyle needs are.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
Okay, so we know that our angel, Brett Claywell's character, Tim, is probably going to go to Vegas, and that feels mm-hmm. right to all of us. And then, you know, Joy, we'll see what happens in September.
Hey, I'll be there. You know, if you're like a nice Christian cowboy who's like tough and smart and, you know, grouchy, meet me in Vegas. You know
what I mean? Grouchy.
Make sure your jeans are tight, sir. But
like,
until
you're too pleasant, I don't believe you.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta be just a little cranky. But until we meet this grouchy, cranky cowboy, we do have some listener questions in the meantime. The first one comes in from our friend Jacob, who says, my two best friends, Courtney and Marissa, and I are going to Wilmington for our vacation to sightsee all the One Tree Hill sites. Oh, we've cute. Enjoyed making a list of things and are even using things from your podcast to add to it.
Hey,
cuties! Are there any hidden gems you guys would suggest?
Uh-huh. Well, Lee tipped everyone off to the Brasserie last week.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
What about that tea? Is the tea room on Water Street still there?
No, you guys, I think that's up for sale. That's that listing I sent you. So we have this secret dream of getting a shop together, yeah, like the three of us.
In
and
Wilmington.
So I scour real estate listings and then send them to these two at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's my favorite thing.
What about right next to it? There's a French place. I want to say it's like Le Cotillion.
Le Catalan.
Le Catalan, that's
Le
right.
Catalan. Yeah.
They've got a good, they've got a good, like, what's it with the hot dog wrapped in a croissant and they serve it with mustard?
Like a pig in a blanket?
Yeah, but it's French.
It has a fancy name.
Le pig en croissant.
Le cochon.
Oh my God, I love it. Those little spots downtown, I will say what I know will always be there that you must go to is Kilwin's Ice Cream, especially because it's going to be summer.
And you can smell it.
You can smell the waffle cones cooking from outside. Literally, my mouth is watering thinking about it. Mm. Their chocolate chip cookie dough is the best ice cream I've ever had in my life. So,
oh my God, their toasted coconuts off the chain too. Oh,
it's just so good. Please go have some for us. Go to the Brasserie for that mac and cheese that is Lee Norris's favorite. And you must go to Wrightsville Beach, A, because it's, again, the summertime, and B, because Tower 7 is there. And that those tacos.
Yeah. Ugh. And for shopping, go to the Edge of Urge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that still there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's totally still there. And they've also got a location in Raleigh. I think we all know I'm going to talk about the bar scene.
Hey.
Blue Post is the spot. You know, we were friends with the owners when we were there. We're still friends with the owners. In fact, so over the Christmas break, Jeffrey had to shoot a movie. And they shot the entire movie without him, like in LA or somewhere else. And then they just had to shoot his coverage. They had like a body double for him. So they literally just needed to shoot his coverage. And we were in the Outer Banks. And they were like, we'll meet you in Wilmington. We need a bar, but everything's closed for COVID. So where can we shoot? And so I called Barbara Wheaton, the owner of Blue Post, and was like, yo, girl. My husband's got to do a movie. Can they shoot your bar? And she was like, oh my God, yes. Yeah. So they opened it up for this, you know, this production. But it will only be Jeffrey's side.
Oh my God.
Right outside of Blue Post. So it was really cool. I think they had to double like sand dunes in the desert. And so they drove out to Carolina Beach in the middle of the night and cheated the beach for the desert, which is
my God.
Totally
crazy.
But that's
cool.
That's the magic of movie making.
Magic.
So Yeah,
Blue Post is great. And Yosaki, mm-hmm. like karaoke at Yosaki was so fun.
So fun. And if you go to Blue Post, look for our little placards, because Blue Post has a beer list. You will not get through it in 3 days, our friend Jacob and Courtney and Marissa.
But
it took us all a while. I think it's like 64 beers or something. And some of them are disgusting on purpose. And you have to drink all of them. And then you get a little placard on the wall with your name on it.
Did you do it?
Of course I did it.
I never did that.
Oh, I did it. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, give me all the beers. Let's do this. I want to leave my mark on Wilmington in this bar.
Your face is painted on the side of the studio, but you're like, I'm going to get that.
That little placard on that post. And I think they're honestly like little plastic name tags that just get hot glued to the wall.
Baby, someone stole yours. You know, really it's not still there.
I really hope not. I would be so sad. That felt important. I mean,
if you did steal it, give it back.
If you stole it, please return it. Thank you very
much.
Along
with my comet. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Whoever bought that should honestly sell it to you. That would be a nice thing for them to do.
Guys, they like shipped it across the ocean, which is a huge compliment. It's in Australia, I heard.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
That's a huge compliment that someone wanted it so bad.
So I hear you saying is that we also need to take our road show of Drama Queens to Australia. And these people need to give us a ride to our event. Eventually in your car.
So if y'all could just get vaxxed so we could like come and hang out like globally, that would be great.
We would love it. Okay, who's up next?
Okay, so we have a question from Katie. Katie says, if you were the parent to Brooke, Haley, and Peyton, what advice would you have given them to help them get through high school? I mean, oh my God, are we going to talk for another 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Should we just give advice for our characters, like as our respective, like parent to our characters?
Oh,
yes, that makes sense.
That's sweet.
I would have told Haley, it's okay to make mistakes. Don't worry so much about being perfect and trying to control everything. Just let yourself be messy if you need to, and just experiment and experience life.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would tell Peyton, baby, you got the whole rest of your life to be a grown up. You know, don't rush it. Just be goofy. Mm-hmm. I see myself trying to be goofy in Peyton, but she wasn't written as goofy. And so I see myself like slumping or like delivering lines kind of goofy. I like when I see kids just acting like dorks. I'd tell Peyton to dork it up.
Yeah. Oh, I would want to give that advice to Brooke also. And actually, Joy, it's so funny what comes to mind. I don't know if you remember this, but remember when we were in Wilmington and you started asking us to do those 20 questions answers for you?
Oh, yeah, my blog.
And you asked me to write advice to my younger self. And it feels so right for Brooke, especially as we've just unpacked some of her performative fear in this episode. But I remember saying, don't worry so much about being someone else's definition of enough. You already are. And I just would want for her to feel that she was enough, that she didn't have to prove or live up to or convince anyone of anything.
I love that.
Little lady.
You guys are totally enough. You're more than enough for me.
You are. Ditto. We hope you're having fun with us. We hope you're learning some things and, you know, it's sparking conversations between you and your friends as well. And we're just so grateful that you're tuning in. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Drama Queens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next week we have episode 5, All That You Can't Leave Behind. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm on the edge of my seat.
I mean, Lucas is mad at Haley, and Peyton and Nathan are on the verge of breaking up. Ooh. And something's going on with Brooke in this next episode, I think, too.
Oh, my.
We'll have to.
Are you finally going to make a move? Are you going to make a move on the boy?
I don't know. Guys, I don't remember.
Well, we're going to find out real soon. We love you guys. Thank you.
Love you all.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com. See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl.
Drama girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine. Built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.